As much as we are Christians, we are not exempt from the trials and tribulations and traumatic experiences of this world. Even Jesus said, in this world you will experience tribulation. But he also said, take heart, be encouraged, for I have overcome the world. Even Paul echoed similar words when he said, in Christ we are more than conquerors. And today's guest is testament of exactly that. She's been through extremely painful situations, but she rose above them and proved that what is born of God overcomes the world. Welcome to Deeply Rooted with me, your host, Sina Zokos. If you're new, welcome to the family. If you've been here, thank you so much for your unending support. We are growing immensely as a family. But as I said, we have a special guest joining us today, an award-winning gospel musician. She is among the most streamed artists in the continent of Africa. She's a survivor of sexual violence, but she rose above it, and right now she is more than a conqueror, and it's visible in the way she blesses us with her worship. She's a mom, she's a wife, she's the gorgeous anointed Sisi Mpumi Mtsweni. Welcome, Sisi. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh man, thank you. We are so blessed to have you, and it's such an honor that you've graced us with your presence.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, to kick off our conversation, I introduced you using different titles.
Yeah.
You're a mom, you're a wife, you're a musician. But in essence, who is Sisi Mpumi? Just briefly tell us who you are. Maybe from grassroots level, where you come from,
yeah,
and particularly your encounter with Christ. What was that? How was that moment when you decided that you're giving your life to Christ?
Oh, man. Okay, first of all, my name is Mbomi.
Yes.
Mtsweni. Married to Umfundo Shabalala.
Okay.
So, more than anything, I'm a child of God. I love God with everything I have. Mm. I grew up in Witbank. That's actually where I come from. Yeah. Nothing much.
Yeah. So you're a child of God.
I'm a child of God,
yeah,
saved,
yeah,
and sanctified by the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And I am so proudly and boldly, you know, to say I am who Christ declared me as such.
To be.
Yeah.
Amen. And how was it how old were you, rather, mm-hmm, when you received him as your Lord and Savior? What led you to make that decision?
I mean, my mom was very strict, so I had no choice.
Okay.
I had to go to church, whether I like it or not. I remember I was, I think, 13 when I received him as, you know, Christ, the Lord and Savior in my life. But then I started by being a church goer.
Oh, yes, you know, yes. Like many of us.
Following
actually.
My mom. Mm. Until I got to a point where I was like, no, man, I just want to know this guy that I'm following.
Personally.
You know, personally. Mm. I just want to find out who he is, and only to find out that, hey, he's just an amazing God.
Amen.
He's just a beautiful father. He's a friend, you know, that speaks closer than
a brother.
So, yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. You know, we are called in different ways, you know, to the faith. Some, as you said, grew up in the church. Mm-hmm. Some were really far living their own lifestyles, and then God called them to the kingdom. And we are so glad that God called you as well, because we wouldn't have the worshiper that you are.
I am so glad that I'm called by him.
Right?
I am so happy. I'm content. I just love him so much.
It's really nice. It's nice. In the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And that actually takes me to my next question.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're a musician.
Yeah.
We started hearing you singing Getsemane.
Mm-hmm.
And then you joined Spirit of Praise. Mm-hmm. You took the world by storm.
Yeah.
And people were like, who is this girl? Who's this girl? She worships and she's a good songwriter.
Yeah.
When did the music come along, Sisi? Like, when did you discover that, okay, I want to pursue music ministry, or this is a gift, or did someone else discover it? Yeah, can we just talk about
that? Honestly, I never wanted to be a musician.
Really?
No.
That's so hard to believe.
No, I just wanted to sing.
Okay.
And only to find out that God is just calling me in that direction of, like, being a minister, you know, more than anything. I prefer being called a minister than a musician.
Instead of okay.
You know, because... We sing because of our experiences. We minister because God has called us to a certain, you know, platform where people should be saved and, you know, and sanctified and know Christ as the Lord and Savior. You know, the Bible says that I may know him.
Mm.
Paul declares in the scripture that says, no, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Yeah.
So people have to know him as who he is and what he's capable of. So when he called me to a song, rather being a minister, being a musician,
music minister,
you know, it was very painful because I was raped at that time. So I had no one except for him.
Yes.
So the only way the only way for me to be okay and just, you know, and find myself being okay, I think, around everybody was to just sing a song, mm. only to find out yeah. that, no, I'm just calling you.
Yes.
So that you can know me and tell people that, oh man, this God can heal.
Jesus saves.
Mm. You know?
Yeah.
So when he called me, it was not easy. Mm. It was painful.
That is such a powerful testimony, Sisimbumi, because other people normally have positive, or not positive per se, but feel good stories of how they were called. Maybe they sang at the church or izinto zikanjalo. But in your case, it was through pain.
Amen.
And pain caused you, it birthed worship inside Amen. Of you. And that actually flows nicely to my next question, because I want to ask, you're a survivor. Mm. I don't like saying victim. You're not a victim. You're a survivor. No. You're more than a conqueror, mm-hmm. you know. And you rose above it, because look at where you are right now, you know. You experienced rape. Mm-hmm. You experienced sexual violence, not once, not twice, three times.
Yeah.
That is an extremely painful thing to go through as a woman, as a little girl, as a person. Mm-hmm. And how did that affect your identity or your self-image when you came to Christ, even after you came to Christ? Mm-hmm. How was your identity molded in your mind? I don't know if you get my question, but like, how did you view yourself? Did like your identity get affected in any way by that experience?
Yeah, it did. Mm. Exactly. I mean, it did. First of all, it's painful being being raped. Ungafuni. Mm. Because I was young. The first time I was very young. So it's like somebody is just taking something that is
from
so
you.
So it's like you are taking something that I admire the most.
It's your purity.
I protect her at this point in time, because the dream was, I just want to lose my virginity when I'm married.
When you get married.
But now, somebody had to take it by force. And number one, you lose yourself.
Sure.
You lose yourself completely. You feel like your world has just turned upside down, right? And nobody will rescue you. Until I had to meet this beautiful lady, Umam Tombini, which was a bishop. He decided to tear a paper, you know, in four pieces and be like, you know, this paper has been teared for in like four times.
Go four.
Mm. But let me tell you something, God can restore that.
Amen.
Even if it won't completely come back as it's supposed to be or on its original. But then the scars will be the testimony of saying he can rebuild what the enemy has been stolen or what the enemy tried to steal
to
in
steal.
Me.
Yes.
You understand? Because the Bible says in John 10:10, the enemy comes to steal,
to kill
and to destroy. But I love the fact that when it continues, it says, but I have come to give you life. And life in abundance. So God is a restorer of pain. God can rebuild and put back what the enemy has been stolen. And trust me, it was not a mistake. It had to happen. It had to happen. The Bible says in John 4:24, so that you can testify in that scripture that I'm about to say, that says, the time has come and the time is now. You see, after he had restored, the time has come. We're true worshippers. So what is a true worshipper? You worship God at your at your vulnerable place, where pain is the most thing that is actually, you know, dominating in your life. So yeah, don't give up.
Sure, such a beautiful story. You know what? I'm holding my tears back. I'm really holding my tears back, because God is really good, Sisimbumi. You know,
very good.
Gender-based violence, sexual violence is a really big issue in our country.
Amen.
You know, we had a protest in November, and it was even declared a national disaster, you know. And since you mentioned Umam Bishop as part of your healing journey, she's someone that you met in the church.
Yeah.
So what would you say the role of the church is when it comes to this pandemic that the country is facing of, you know, femicide and gender-based violence?
Church is home. Church is like hospital. You know, church is a place where you... Please, don't be a churchgoer, but have God, you know, have the Holy Spirit in you.
Yes,
have a personal relationship with God so that you may understand why he had called you.
Yes,
you understand. So church is the most place that you can find yourself to. It's very important to submit under a certain church so that when you feel lonely, down and out, even though they can't embrace you, but God will be there to embrace you. Yeah. And it can only be at church, man. It can only be in his presence.
In his presence.
Yes.
Sure. Wow. You know, you're actually reminding me of this scripture where the writer says, God will restore the years that were eaten by the locust. You know, all those years when Usisi Mbumi was a little girl, a teenager, struggling, suffering. Mm-hmm. And I also read somewhere that you also once attempted to take your own life.
Yeah,
you know?
3 times, man. I tried to kill myself because I felt like, oh, man, what's the point?
What's the point?
You know, why am I leaving? Because where men have to
just take.
Find pleasure in me.
Oh, see.
I felt like I was just a nobody because if I'm a demon, if it happens once, it can happen
twice. It can happen again, yeah.
So now the enemy tried several times to you know, make sure that he steals what God has imparted in me.
Sure.
But I refused, and I pray for everybody who's facing the very same scenario to say, please, please, please stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Fight this thing. And not only you will fight it when you go to counseling and stuff.
Yes.
You will fight it as well with God.
Spiritually.
Be vulnerable. Yes. Tell him it's painful. He will just, you know, make sure that he heals you.
He heals you. Sure. Yeah, and actually, that was, I think you went ahead of me a little bit, but it's okay. Because I was going to say basically the same thing, that someone is sitting at home, she went through what you went through, and pelelwele themba, maybe she wants to take her own life, maybe she's doubting God, she's angry. What words would you like to say, Jay, to that person? Maybe you can even look directly to the camera.
You are more than a conqueror. Let me tell you something. The enemy does not attack what's not powerful. The enemy does not attack just a vessel with a lot of noise. The enemy attacks the calling.
True.
The enemy attacks, you know, the abantu ababiziwe ngempela.
Yeah.
If you know how capable you are, how strong you are, and how powerful you are, check your circumstances.
Ish. Yeah.
And after that, do not give up.
Yeah.
Stand. I don't know how can I explain this. I need you to have a zeal. I need you to fight. I need you to fight back. And that is to find where God has called you to. And the more the enemy attacks you, the more you have to push harder. You know?
Yeah.
So it refers me of the scripture, Exodus, where the Israelites were facing the very same situation of being, you know, moved to a certain place, to a certain place as well. From a certain place to a certain place.
Yes.
Or there was a time where they questioned to Moses, Uti, Aibo, Pella, we have no choice now. We're just standing in the middle of the road. Nothing is happening. Until Moses had to go to a place of prayer. In the Bible, he separated himself from the crowd to God. He had to question God, Uti, you called me, you know, to take out these people, and now you are quiet. God said, no. A meaning, so there's 3 things that God can do for you. He will watch over you. He will watch over you. Not only that, he will watch over you, but he will fight for you.
He will fight for you. Sure. Wow. There's a song, by the way, Oikulayo. I think it's part of Spirit of Praise 11.
Amen.
And there's a line where you say, Wangilwela ngobukhona, right? Beautiful song. I listen to it almost every day.
Amen.
And Sis Mbumi, your music ministry has taken the world by storm. You're among the most streamed artists in the continent.
Praise be to God.
You know, I'm just imagining Ugutsi churches in Nigeria, churches in Algeria, churches in Kenya, singing your songs, listening to your songs. How did you get to this point? Because you worship God from the bottom of your heart, and your worship connects with people. It connects with me as well.
Amen.
How do you worship God so deeply after everything you've been through? And I know, obviously, you went through trauma, you went through anger, you went through all of these emotions, yeah. you know, wanting to end your life.
Yeah.
How did you get to a point where you are able to say, God is still God, Jesus is still King?
Ukhona.
Yes.
And I lost my dad, I think, last year, Jan.
Oh, condolences.
And I felt like a part of me was just, you know, taken out.
Mm.
You see? I was busy.
There's
no way.
Yeah.
And you know, I felt like, oh my God, from itatindawo yakho, you know, to ukhona. Oh God, this is the only way that you can repay me. Because I tried to be as loyal as possible, man. Give me a credit.
Okay.
Give me credit. I tried. Yeah. And then I lost my dad. Man, it was painful. It was painful. It was painful. So I wrote this song because I understood that sometimes, yeah, babo sisiwa bathembela kuwena.
Yes, yabona? Yes, yes.
No themba labo linguKristu,
linguJehova.
I never thought I was going to be able to record again. I was ready to go to the offices of SOPNs and be like,
I'm done.
Guys, I need a break because, oh, it's a lot. But God reminded me, no, man, be caught. And then I began to write the song, you know. Yeah, if it went for you, I was going to die. Because I think you hit harder this time by losing the very person that I trusted and depended on. You know, I couldn't wait. After I would just go home. Because I just wanted to see my dad. And I know that he would say, no, let go, male. Who told us this, you know? He was just, you know, yeah, he was just my everything. So I wrote the song because it's hard for me to even sing the song, even at churches, even now. I can't.
It reminds you of
because
him.
Because it reminds me of him to say, I wish he was here, you know, just to tell me that he loves me and I should just continue to serve God.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you know what? There's something about worship that is birthed from a place of pain.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so much genuine because you know the God that you're singing of.
Amen.
You know, because he delivered you, he healed you, and he sat with you in that dark space where you lost your dad, where you were violated,
yeah.
you know. So I think that's just one thing about your music, Sis Mpumi. You can tell that this is a testimony more than it is like yeah. You know, vocals and all of that,
yeah.
but it's a testimony. You're
Amen.
Preaching and you're ministering,
Amen.
You know. And that actually takes me to, I think it's our last question.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is. 29 August 2026, we are going to Carnival City. And yeah, it's your live recording. We
yeah.
are so excited.
Amen.
I think I was scrolling on Instagram on the day where you said 6 o'clock, we have an announcement. I was
yeah.
like, yeah, I can't wait. And there it is. We, yeah, there you have it. And you're still
yeah.
going to reveal the other sisters because it's Women 20 and Sisters,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So can you tell us about that recording, sister? What should we expect?
Oh.
What has God spoken to you? Jay,
yeah. You know, expect the presence. First of all, I was like, last year I was like to my husband, no, next year we're going to Carnival City.
Yes.
I don't know how.
Yes.
But we are going to Carnival City. You know when the wave is just, you know, just try to check the wave. I was very scared to take that step. First of all, it's Carnival City. And I was like, no, oh my God. How am I going to put this together? How am I going to, you know, what's going to happen there? But when we released the poster, I was like, that's it. I mean, it's time for people to be healed completely. It's time for people to be restored.
Amen.
After COVID, we have lost a lot of Christians.
Yes.
It's time, you know, for God to reveal, to rebuild people and just bring back to the kingdom of God. So that is the aim. People must expect nothing but the presence.
Amen.
And I'm grateful because, you know, the sisters that I've chosen, the people that have been there for me, very close to my heart, and I know and I believe that they have been, I'm also part of their lives, and I'm super excited. It's happening And I cannot wait. Mm.
Yeah. We also cannot wait. Yay. We wish you the best.
Thank you
we
so
will
much.
Be there. We are so excited to see what God is going to birth through you, because every year, Anja, we are always expecting 2026. The pressure. Just joking, no pressure. But I think, yeah. You know, when you're used to someone's music and it heals you, you know, from SOP 8, when you said, Tatindawo yako nangumthokozisi, then you said, Izandla zethu, and now you've taken the world by storm with Ukhona. Yeah. So there's always just that hunger and expectancy from us, your followers, you know. So we really, really appreciate you, Sisi.
Amen.
You're such a gift in the kingdom. You probably hear it all the time.
Amen.
But this is so genuine from the bottom of my heart, personally.
Thank you so much.
I'm just a young girl. I'm a follower of Christ. I've been through things as well. When I listen to your music, I can just resonate, and I know that a lot of people can also relate to that.
Amen.
So thank you so much, and we are truly grateful for you. We wish you all the best for 29 August and just for the rest of your career.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. So there you have it, guys. I don't know about you, but I am super blessed. I feel like we could go on and on and on with Mrs. Mbumi, because she's so well spoken and she has such a powerful testimony. But thank you so much for joining us. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast from. Until next time, you're loved, you're treasured, you're precious in your Heavenly Father's sight. God bless.